Hi, welcome to Jazz, Rhythm, and the Music of Django Reinhardt and Friends on this weekly exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz, Rhythm, and I'll be bringing you music by the one-of-a-kind gypsy guitarist who created an original style of jazz based on guitar and violin. Django was as important to jazz guitar as Louis Armstrong was to jazz trumpet. Django's spirit has inspired generations of musicians, and today, his music continues to enthuse a new generation of followers worldwide. We'll hear those followers and Django in a variety of settings, from intimate duets to a roaring, victorious American Forces big band celebrating with Django the liberation of France. I think in some ways Django kind of became almost the informal French host for American jazz musicians visiting France in the late 30s, like Benny Carter, Coleman Hawkins, and here trumpeter Rex Stewart, accompanied by Barney Bigard, playing both clarinet and drums with bassist Billy Taylor. Solid Old Man, Rex Stewart's hot little combo in Paris from 1939 with Django on guitar. We'll be hearing more this hour from Django and Rex. We'll be hearing from one of Django's guitar-playing sons, from bands today in France, Seattle, San Francisco, and Norway, influenced directly by Django Reinhardt, and some Django rarities to, I hope, thrill and delight you. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm. Here's a couple of rarities. First, Django with American harmonica player Larry Adler. Adler lived in London from the mid-30s through the 1950s and was also a singer, piano player, teacher, composer, and arranger, and well-known as a classical harmonica instrumentalist. Larry Adler borrowed the personnel of the Hot Club Quintet in 1937 to make some recordings that included Lover, Come Back to Me. Then we'll hear a lovely, intimate little duet between Django and trumpeter Bill Coleman, who was then living in Paris, the Bill Coleman Blues.
Thank you.
Oh, that is just so nice. Those recordings from 1937 and 38, that was Bill Coleman Blues. That's a lovely little duet between Bill Coleman and Django Reinhardt. And the odd but pleasing session with harmonica player Larry Adler. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is the award-winning Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. Here's another duet, and we're still staying here on Django's reflective side. This was recorded in London with Grappelli in 1938, Nocturne. Thank you. from 1935, one of Django's earliest sessions, released as Stephan Grappelli in his Hot Four, even though it was really identical to the quintet of the Hot Club of France. Those are among the dozens of original tunes by Django, many conceived with Grappelli. That was called It Was So Beautiful, and before that, Nocturne. About two-thirds of this hour's music originated in Django's mind, and much of it in collaboration with Grappelli. Still ahead this hour, Django's later years, his experiments with electric guitar and modernism, current hot club bands from Seattle, Norway, France, and more from the incomparable duo of Django and Grappelli. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm. In this next set, you'll get to hear Django with trumpeter Rex Stewart again. The remarkable Borelli LeGreen, whose guitar music has been profoundly influenced by Django, and the excellent Hot Club of San Francisco. Guitarist Paul Melling has been deeply dedicated to Django's music for some time and is successfully updating the Hot Club style. He composes fresh tunes that are infused with Django's spirit, and I was a lucky participant in the audiophile production by Clarity Recordings, capturing the Hot Club of San Francisco with a purist two-microphone pickup direct to tape. Of the luscious Sweet Chorus on this CD, the liner notes speculate that though Django and Sidney Bechet traveled in similar circles for years in France, they never recorded together. This musical encounter by two of their disciples, Paul Melling and soprano saxist Richard Hadlock, who apprenticed to Sidney, may give us some idea what the result might have been. Thank you. the exquisite Montmartre, also known as Django's Jump. That's Rex Stewart's little band in Paris in 1939, Barney Bigard on clarinet, and of course, Django guitar. Before that, Festival 48 from Borelli Lagreen's recent Gypsy Project CD, and the Hot Club of San Francisco on Clarity Recordings, featuring soprano sax master Richard Hadlock, himself also a noted jazz writer and radio host. Yet another of those timeless masterpieces that was the result of collaboration between Django and Grappelli in the quintet of the Hot Club of France. I'm Dave Radlauer, and thanks for joining me for an exploration of the life, music, and legend of Django Reinhardt, the gypsy guitarist who changed jazz, creating his own fresh style, and transformed the art of guitar playing. I'm sure that for many of you, like me, Django is just something really quite special, magical, and an endless source of fascination. This is Jazz Rhythm Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New.